like this and many others in the tree. Glow in the night, in the southern sky. Southern nights, they feel so good, it's a frightening wish I could.
Glenn Campbell and those Southern Nights, bringing in a little Southern air today. It is 7 o'clock now. The update is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet with custom-made scrapbooking supplies along with consignment clothing. It's 30 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is kicking off 2024 with discounts and in-stock inventory. We've got 2024 Chevy Silverados. 20 Silverado half-tons are available to drive and buy with savings up to $6,600, including dealer discounts and Chevy incentives with a qualified trade-in or interest rates for well-qualified buyers as low as 1.9%. Or we have 19 Silverado heavy duties available too. Inventory changes daily, so contact a friendly salesperson for details. We've got SUVs in stock too. Trailblazer, Blazer, Equinox, Tahoe, and even the all-new Chevy Trax. Go to JonesChev.com for details and see over 80 pre-owned vehicles and program cars. See our GM-certified service department for maintenance, repairs, or snow tires. Whether it's our body shop, parts department, service department, or sales team, Jones Chevrolet Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Is the conflict in the Middle East about to widen?
President Biden says the U.S. will respond after a drone strike killed three American troops in Jordan along the Syrian border.
We had a tough day last night in the Middle East.
U.S. officials say one of several Iranian-backed groups was behind the deadly attack on an installation known as Tower 22, a critical hub in Jordan for U.S. troops in Syria. After asking for a moment of silence during an appearance at a South Carolina church banquet hall, the U.S. deaths are the first after months of strikes by Iran-backed militias across the Middle East amid the Israel-Hamas war. Dozens more were injured in the attack. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
There's word this morning of what appears to be an Israeli airstrike on a Damascus, Syria suburb where Iran-backed fighters have a presence. Two people are dead. This from Syrian media and an opposition war monitor. No immediate comment from Israel. Kensington Palace says Kate, Princess of Wales, has been discharged from a London hospital and is making good progress after abdominal surgery. She's back home and she's thanking well-wishers. Two games, two winners, but only one team is going to win the Super Bowl. It'll be either the 49ers or the Chiefs.
KC won the AFC title game 17-10 over Baltimore as Travis Kelce caught 11 passes and now is the all-time receptions leader in the postseason, surpassing Jerry Rice. Meanwhile, in the NFC Championship contest, San Francisco rallied from 17 down at the half to beat Detroit 34-31. I'm David Schuster, AP Sports.
X, which used to be Twitter, has blocked searches for Taylor Swift, as deepfake images of her have circulated online. This is AP News. To Ukraine now, and a scandal.
Ukraine's security service says employees from a Ukrainian arms firm conspired with defense ministry officials to embezzle about $40 million earmarked to buy 100,000 mortar shells. The service says five people have been charged so far, with one person detained while trying to cross the Ukrainian border. If found guilty, they face up to 12 years in prison. The probe comes as Kyiv attempts to clamp down on corruption in a bid to speed up its membership in the European Union and NATO. Officials from both blocs have demanded widespread anti-graft reforms before Kyiv can join them. Security officials say that the current probe dates back to August 2022, when officials signed a contract for artillery shells worth nearly £40 million with arms firm Lviv Arsenal. I'm Charles Villadesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
If the cold winter days have you staying inside, brighten up your days by organizing your photos. Scrapbooking is a creative way to store and preserve your memories. At the Creative Outlet, you can choose from scrapbooking products that are organized by theme for easy shopping. We have the resources that you need to help you outlet your creativity. Check out the Creative Outlet on Facebook to see updated sales and promotions. And we thank you for shopping in downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
We'll check forecast details in just a moment from our forecast here at WRCO, WRCE. Well, we hope you're having a great morning. There are no delays or cancellations, despite reports of a little fog around southwest Wisconsin.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call now.
The next generation of recliners has arrived in fine style. The Ernest Power Recliner with dual motor design takes custom comfort to the next level. With the touch of a button, its power lift feature gently eases you from the ultimate slumber into the lift position to get you back on your feet. At Corton Main's winter sale event going on now through February 9th, the Ernest Power Lumbar Lift Chair is now $729, located in downtown Richland Center.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview Assisted Living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Today, a high of 41 with some breaks of sun. Also, it looks like mild conditions and southwest winds around 10 await us today. Mostly cloudy tonight, some sprinkles and flurries possible, and it looks like a low of 31. Variable clouds and breezy Tuesday, 38, with isolated flurries or drizzle early. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, a low of 26. Wednesday, partly cloudy and warmer, a high of 45. Thursday, 43 and 38. Friday, with lots of sun, low 40s for Saturday and Sunday. In Richland Center, just a tinge of fog today. After a low of 29, it is 30 degrees on the Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge today.
It don't matter what plans I got, I can break them. Yeah, I can turn this thing around at the next red light. And I don't mind telling all the guys I can't meet them. Hell, we can all go raise some hell on any other night. Girl, I don't care, oh, I just got to see what you're wearing. Your hair, is it pulled up or falling down? Oh, I just have to see it now. If you wanna call me.
My plans, baby, that's alright. This is a drop everything kind of thing. Swing on by, I'll pour you a drink. The door's unlocked, I'll leave on the lights. Baby, you can crash my party anytime. Ain't a spot downtown that's rocking the way that you rock me. Bar that can make me buzz the way that you do. I could be on the front row of the best show and look down and see your face on my phone, and I'm gone so long. Hang on, I'll meet you in a minute or two. If you wanna call me, call me, call me. You don't have to worry about it, baby. You can wake me up in the dead of the night. Wreck my plans, baby, that's alright. This is a drop everything kind of thing. Swing on by, I'll pour you a drink. The door's unlocked, I'll leave on the lights. Baby, you can crash my party anytime. In the morning and you're feeling lonely and wondering what I'm doing, go ahead and call me, call me, call me. You don't have to worry about it, baby. You can wake me up in the dead of the night. Wreck my plans, baby, that's alright. This is a drop everything kind of thing. Swing on by, I'll pour you a drink. The door's unlocked, I'll leave on the lights. Baby, you can crash my party
anytime. Baby, you can crash my party anytime. Ain't that right, Squirt? You want some Fritos? Here's Eric Church on WRCO. It's 13 past 7.
To this day, when I hear that song, I see you standing there on that lawn. Discount shades, store-bought tan, flip-flops and cut-off jeans. Somewhere between that setting sun, I'm on fire, I'm born to run. You looked at me and I was done, but we were just getting started. I was singing to you, you were singing to me. I was so alive, never been more free. Fired up my daddy's lighter and we sang, oh, oh, oh. Stayed there till they forced us out and took the long way to your house. I can still hear the sound of you saying, don't go. When I think about you, I think about 17. I think about my OG. I think about the stars in the sky. Funny how a melody sounds like a memory, like a soundtrack to a July Saturday night. Springsteen. Stance. You probably wouldn't even know who I am, but if I whispered your name, I bet there'd still be a spark. From back when I was gasoline and this old tattoo had brand new ink, and we didn't care what your mom would think about your name on my arm. Baby, is it spring or is it summer? The guitar sound or the beat of that drummer? Yes, sometimes late at night on your radio, even though you're a million miles away. When you hip on in a USA, you relive those glory days so long ago. When you think about me, do you think about 17? Do you think about my OG? Think about the stars in the sky. Funny how a melody sounds like
I've got my diesel wound up and she's running like never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but alright, I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got 10 Ford gears and a Georgie overdrive. I'm passing little white lines and my eyes are open wide. Just passed a Jimmy and a white. I've been passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some other guy. I could find one to hold me tight, but I can never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. ICC is a checking on down the line. I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales alright. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. My rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack and the smoke's pulling back as cold. My hometown's coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Larry Brown on WRCO, WRCE. It is 19 after 7.
Hi, this is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Living in Wisconsin, you'll know that winter weather is no laughing matter. You may have put winter tires on your car. You may have pulled out your coats and gloves. But is your furnace prepared for what's to come? Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is here to make sure your equipment is ready for those cold days. Call our office for your annual maintenance on your heating equipment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, 647-6345.
Winter is the season at Vitesnik Power Sports for snowmobiles and boat shows. Beat the crowds and the admission at our in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th. Come see the great deals from brands like Tracker, Sun Tracker, Ranger, Regency, Nitro, Tahoe, Triton, and Sea-Doo. Our clearance models won't last long. Join us at Vitesnik's in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th. Vitesnik Power Sports, Richland Center, and Vitesnik.com.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
Hi George, are you getting excited about Catholic Schools Week?
Yes, Ava, but can you tell me what it's all about?
Sure, Catholic Schools Week happens every year. It is a celebration of all the awesome things that are happening in our school and other Catholic schools around the country.
What kind of things will happen?
We will start off the week with a pancake breakfast on Sunday, January 28th, held by Knights of Columbus. We will also have a special dress-up days, fun school-wide activities, and we'll also have a chance to buy tickets to win a spirit basket.
I hope I win a basket.
Me too. We will also be collecting items for the food pantry, and I'm really looking forward to dressing up for our class color day. Blue is the color for my class. What is your color, George?
Orange. I really like orange because I really like carving pumpkins.
We will also be doing some fun snow activities as long as we have snow.
That sounds fun. I love the snow.
I hope you have a lot of fun during Catholic Schools Week, George. There is a lot to celebrate at St. Mary's School.
Binge drinking or drinking five or more drinks on an occasion is a risky behavior that carries high costs for individuals and communities. Binge drinking can lead to liver failure, alcohol poisoning, injury, violence, and death. If you are trying to quit binge drinking, telling your support systems about your plan to quit can help begin your journey towards a healthier life. If you would like to be connected to resources, contact the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Morning, Hank.
Good morning, Phil. Calm down, people. Oh, they're all gone already.
You're seeing things again.
The ladies are gone.
You need to get to your physician and see what's going on with that.
Hey, I was good. I'm all good. 100% health bill on Friday.
Really?
Yeah?
Well,
yeah.
Congratulations.
The dentist said I'm good to go.
Oh, yes. Yes. In fact, I saw my doctor, too. And I said to my doctor, what I'm worried about is my height and not my weight. And my doctor said, how come? And I said, according to my weight, my height should be 7'8". What do you do? Good. What do you do, Hank?
It's our boy. You hit the Chet's chuckle early this morning. Hey, what do you call a man who tames lions?
A lion tamer.
No, the 49ers.
No. Oh. Oh, boy.
It says Claude.
Oh, okay. You know, I wanted the Lions to win. I became a Lions fan. Maybe that's why they lost, because yeah, I was rooting
just
for
them. Stop rooting for people.
Yeah, I suppose.
Will you please root for the 49ers?
That's who you want to win?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm a Chiefs fan.
Oh, okay.
Being from the South down there, you either have the Cowboys or the Chiefs. So.
Well, you can't deny the Chiefs have been in there a lot of times.
I said, what, five or six?
Pretty good ball club.
Yeah, good ball club. So it's a remake of last year's Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's what I didn't want. I always liked new blood in there.
Yeah, new blood. So, but you know.
Packers and Ravens, that would have been nice.
But did you see some of the Lions fans last night after the game? I saw it this morning on the news.
They were crying.
They were crying. They were sobbing.
Yeah, right.
I mean. Come on. I mean,
I know. Yeah. And it was the same thing. They showed it several times, the Bills fan, this grown man that was in the stands.
Just
and
sobbing.
He just openly weeping, you know?
And it's like, okay, what?
There's a lot of things in this world that maybe you should be crying about instead of
it just makes you wonder,
loss, right?
I mean, is this the only thing you care about?
Oh, well.
Oh, my goodness. And it's just like, there's other things to weep about.
You probably cried, though, in Arkansas. Lost a big game over the years.
No, I'm used to that.
Oh.
We've never been to the big game, buddy. But anyway, speaking of games, it sounds like you have a great ball game ahead of you tonight.
Oh, we've had some real good ones lately.
Boy, you're going to have a good one tonight.
Royal at Ithaca, a couple of rated teams.
Rated teams, and you very rarely get to do those.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
and Royal was at State last year, Coach Scott Uppina and company.
I tell you what, Coach Uppina knows how to coach, but you know what? Don't take nothing from Mr. Benson. I tell you what, he's got those kids playing.
They're getting it done.
They are. I mean, it's going to be a great ball game tonight. Might as well get out there and get early, because I bet the seating will be limited.
Could be. I'll have to talk fast again.
You will have to talk. Ithaca scores, Royal scores.
Yeah. Hey, there was a stretch in the
calm
North,
down.
There was a stretch in the North Crawford game where I think there was like four threes in about 30 seconds.
Isn't that crazy?
Back and forth.
And Phil's only on the second one.
Yeah. I was a little behind.
Hey, but here's the good news, though. This Saturday, aren't you excited about this Saturday?
Wrestling season, postseason gets underway, yeah.
Aren't you excited, though?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Don't lie to me, Phil.
What do you mean?
It's going to be me and you.
Well, I'm more excited about what I'm seeing on the mat, not what I'm seeing beside the mat.
I'm just a mat anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
So anyway, yeah, we're going to be where?
We'll be at Kickapoo.
And then father of time of and wrestling is Bill Twining?
The dean of wrestling broadcasters.
He does a great job.
Bill Twining and David Wurman, they'll be at Mineral Point.
Okay. So,
in fact, one of our crews will be at Mineral Point 3 weeks in a row this year.
Oh, so we should just get a room down there.
Should just do that, yeah.
I'm sure Bill would take it.
Oh, yeah, he probably would.
So, and then the week after, where will we be?
You're putting me on the spot here. Richland Center.
Richland Center, and then he'll be at Mineral Point.
Right. Yep.
Then the third week?
Wisconsin Dells.
Okay.
And Mineral Point.
And Mineral Point. Mm-hmm. Well, you can't beat, at least the roads will be clear to Mineral Point.
Yeah, they will be.
So, but anyway, good roads this morning.
Yeah, you know, the fog is starting to settle in, though, like I thought it would. It was clear as a bell till about 7 o'clock.
Do you know, this morning was the first time in a long time that I didn't have to put my four-wheel drive in, slow down for fog, and watch for slick roads. Crazy. For a long time.
First time for a while.
Yeah.
So it was slippery yesterday morning.
So anyway.
Chet's chuckle today. We started early. You got anything else?
I suggested to my wife we go to the pub separately to relive our first date.
Yeah.
So we did. So she walked in over to me at the bar and asked, "Can I buy you a drink, handsome?" I replied, "Get lost. I'm not falling for this one again."
Oh, boo! We'll have more coming up after these words from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hey, Ellie.
Hi, Mom. Do you know what this week is?
I think I do. Dwayne and Randy have been patiently waiting for those floors at the new Chet's building to be finished.
Spot on. Chet's will open at the original location this week, Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5, and then we will be closed Friday and Saturday to move across the road to 880 North Orange Street, the former Schneider Plumbing and Heating building.
So does that mean the new store will open Monday, February 5th at 8 a.m.?
Sure will. Same hours, same prices, same great service. Just a new space to serve our friends better. And as always, we appreciate all of our loyal customers, because without you, there wouldn't be us. See you Monday.
That's exciting news.
It is. Great news. Yep. So they've been working hard on that. So,
yeah.
Hey, just to let you know, I found the most expensive vehicle to operate from year 2023 to 2024.
What is it?
It is a grocery cart, Philip.
Ah.
That's the truth.
It ain't too far off there, man.
No, it's not too far off at all. No. So,
a man was walking in the desert with his horse and his dog. The dog said, "I can't walk anymore. I need water." The man said, "I didn't know dogs could talk." And the horse said, "Me either."
Me either.
Maybe it was one of those, what do you call it, premonition or whatever in the desert.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are those called?
I don't know.
I call them Joanne's around here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What's the difference between an African elephant and an Indian elephant, Phil?
I don't know.
5,000 miles.
Oh! That would have went over at the 6th grade comedy club, I think.
Maybe.
Maybe. It was a little bit deep for him.
What does a priest need to give a speech?
I don't know.
Good communication skills, Philip.
There you go.
So anyway, hey, the shortest war in history was fought between Britain and Zanzibar on August 27th of 1896. Can you tell me how long it lasted for?
4 days.
It lasted for only 38 minutes.
38 minutes? Wow. My goodness.
Yep, 38 minutes. Uh-huh. So, do you have any more?
I'm not struggling today. Not much, but I did hear some news over the weekend, Hank. Did you hear that the Keebler elves got fired?
Oh, no.
They were fudging some numbers.
Oh, my gosh. Looks like I got fired from the calendar factory.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I did.
I took a couple days off.
Yeah. That's
right. Oh. What do you call a pile of cats, Philip?
I give up.
A meow train.
Oh. Boy, where'd you check that book out of the library? Pea Ridge, Arkansas. 1983.
Brian Jelinek gave it to me.
Oh, he did?
Or actually, I don't know if he gave it to us, but it's been here so long that we've adopted it as one of our own.
I think Brian got it out of the bookmobile when he was a kid. Never took it back.
Hey, did you know that the bees have trained to detect explosives?
No.
Yeah. Their keen sense of smell makes them vulnerable in certain security applications. And I did not know that.
Did not know that.
That just came across the wire this morning.
You're just a wealth of knowledge.
Yeah. Hey. The world's largest reptile is the saltwater crocodile. It grows up to 23 feet long and can weigh up to 2,200 pounds.
Mm.
That was almost me and my... If you look at that picture, Philip, that's me and my Speedo.
Yeah, ooh. Do you have crocodiles around,
no.
Alligators around the Arkansas area there?
No. It gets too cold.
Oh, got to go further south.
Got to go further south.
Down to Brett Favre's Kill, Mississippi. He's got him
down there.
Yeah.
So, did you hear about the cheese salesman, Philip?
No.
He really knows how to wheel and deal.
Oh, boy.
All right, I got a kicker here. Are we ready? Are we out of time?
Should have stopped earlier. Yeah, what do you got?
Well, a scammer called me the other day.
Really?
And he said he had all my passwords. I said, you know what? Give me a minute. Let me get a pen and piece of paper, and can you give them to me, please?
That'd be a good comeback, wouldn't it?
it's like, please, if you have them all, I need them.
Yeah, right.
So anyway.
All right.
So you're going to be out and about in Ithaca tonight.
Good luck to
Ithaca and Royal.
Where are you going to be?
I'm going to be in the big town of Highland again.
Okay.
It's 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
But I only have the JV tonight. So
I had a young lady call and say that she was watching the stream, the huddle at Highland, and she was trying to figure out which one you were. And I said, well...
The one with the bald head.
Yeah.
No, but we had another guy with the bald head, too. No,
that's right.
But okay. The guy that has the shiny shoes.
Oh, is that what it is?
I have really shiny
shoes.
Yeah, and I've been told for like the last three or four games, they said... Hey, sir, your head is shiner than your shoes are.
Oh. Well,
no, that's not a joke.
No.
I try to oil the old head up before I go out. Yep.
Oh,
yep,
that's good.
Get her shining, and that way I just go like this. If the coaches are yelling at me,
yep,
get them off my tail.
They'll see the glare, and they're
like, oh, wow. Now I'm going to have a headache.
They'll back off.
But anyway, young man, I appreciate it, and good luck tonight.
Sounds good.
And good luck to all the area athletes.
You betcha.
Have fun, and be kind.
That's old Hank today.
Parents. Are you looking for a child care and preschool that will help your child's development in a safe and warm environment? Bethlehem Lutheran Academy offers a 2-, 3-, and 4-year-old kindergarten program that teaches the building blocks of literacy, play-based learning, and a school readiness program from an award-winning teacher with over 15 years' experience. To enroll or schedule a tour, contact us today at 608-495-4905. Or find out more information at BethlehemLutheranAcademy.com. Bethlehem Lutheran Academy, where quality education and a parent's peace of mind are only minutes away.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
As long as you're using convenience services, why not be rewarded for it? That's what an awards checking at WCCU Credit Union is all about. No gimmicks, no minimum balance requirements, no monthly fees. Just a straightforward checking account that now earns 3% APY on balances up to $20,000. That's right, with direct deposit, 15 debit card transactions per month, and e-statements, you too can earn 3% with the WCCU Awards checking account. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. Rate based on annual percentage yield and subject to change monthly. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
If you're looking for quality fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, you need to head to the Richland Cattle Center Wednesdays at 11:30. This week's auction includes a small milking herd dispersal featuring 22 head of Holstein cows, mostly first and second lactation, milked in a stall barn and let out daily with the bull. Plus, their weekly run of fresh cows and two-year-olds, milking and bred back cows, springing cows and first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, baby heifer and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning starting at 11:30.
Up next today on WRCO, our birthday and anniversary salutes. This day in history, 1936, the first inductees of Baseball Hall of Fame, including Ty Cobb and Babe Ruth, were named in Cooperstown, New York. 1984, President Reagan announced in a nationally broadcast message that he and Vice President George H.W. Bush would seek re-election in the fall. And in 1995, the San Francisco 49ers became the first team in history to win five Super Bowl titles when they beat the Chargers 49-26. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes today to, Carson Clary from Grandpa and Grandma Clary. And yesterday, Jimmy Clary celebrated. All the best from Grandpa and Grandma Clary. From the Bloom City Town Crier, today we salute Al and Deb Walling for their special day and anniversary today. More on that later. Wishes to Susie DeSalvo from Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Richland Center Primary School salutes Kaylee Ewing. Reverend Avoca Lions Club with some Monday morning wishes for Drake Doms, Linda Bob, and Sheena Wetter. Happy birthday, Denise Catherall from 18101. Colette Bundy from your Durst cousins. Aiden Gunningham from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret, and also from Lori and the guys, and to Aiden Gunningham from Grandpa Dave and Grandma Anita. To Sharon Hernan from Blue River United Methodist Church. Have a great day today. From the RC Lions, we salute Olivia Baru, also to Kipton Manning, and Killian Crary and Stephen Smith. Happy anniversary wishes to Greg and Christine Schmidt and Deb and Al Walling. Happy anniversary, Deb and Al, from Dean and Lori. And also today to Deb and Al from Andy, Brooke, Jake, and Luke. Enjoy your special day.
Not another birthday, not another anniversary. If you're thinking this, you're not alone. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers. My job is to make these events a little easier for you so you don't get in trouble again this year. We've worked hard to become Southwest Wisconsin Diamond Jewelry Store. What does that mean to you? It means we have a tremendous jewelry pieces and every spending $20, no problem. Spending $10,000, no problem. Designer jewelry with a small town casual atmosphere. Only at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Hi, I'm Coach Jamie Johnson, and I've added health coaching to my resume. I would encourage you to listen to the January 2nd morning show titled Health and Weight Loss in the New Year and hear my story or reach out to me personally at 608-604-7751. That's Jamie Johnson, 604-7751, or find me on Facebook. Whether you're looking to jumpstart your weight loss, looking to lose a lot of weight, or get active and gain muscle, our program offers it all across the spectrum and support those who receive the shot for medically supported weight loss. Reach out before January 31st, scholarships.
We have a happy birthday wish today for Kaylee Ewing. This is from Grandma Jackie. So Kaylee, have a great day and nice birthday. And we thank everybody who sent along some nice notes today to pass them along. Joanne has the news coming up in just a little bit. And then more regular features from WRCO today. We'll be going into sports a little bit later on, previewing all the games today. And again, we hope a lot of folks will show up for the Ithaca and Royal boys basketball game tonight at Ithaca. Also, Richland Center is on the road in boys basketball. They go to Lodi tonight. Always a good place to play there. And so that one a little bit later on this evening. So we get into a little bit busier sports season. Here's Charlie Pride.
Burgers and fries and cherry pies. It was simple and good back then. Walking in the sand, hand in hand, never thinking that it could end. Making our love with the moon above at the drive-in picture show. And it was burgers and fries and cherry pies in a world we used to know. Changes come and go. At our share, I know. Now it seems we don't have time for love anymore. All the things we used to say, little things we did each day. Oh, I long to do the things that we did before. When it was burgers and fries and chips. It was simple and good back then. Walking in the sand, hand in hand, never thinking that it could end. Taking our love with the moon above at the drive-in picture show. And it was burgers and fries and cherry pies in a world we used to know. Still the same old me, that's all I'll ever be. I'd like to think that you're the same old you. We lost something down the line that I wish we both could find. But I'd like to do the things that we used to do. It was burgers and fries and cherry pies. It was simple and good back then. Walking in the sand, hand in hand, never thinking that it could end. Taking our love with the moon above at the drive-in picture show. It was burgers and fries and cherry pies in a world. So simple back then. Walking in the sand. Oh, we just never thought it would end.
Charlie Pride on WRCO Radio. Today is National Carnation Day. How about that? It's Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day. I'll tell you, you just give me a little bit of bubble wrap and I'll just be off my own world for about a half hour popping those things. It's Curmudgeon's Day, also National Puzzle Day, Seeing Eye Dog Day, and National Corn Chip Day. A few things to celebrate today. And in Minnesota, every year thousands of Minnesotans vote on names for the giant machines that clear the state's roadways. Winners over the years have included Plowy McPlowface, Scoop Dog, and Hans Snowlow. The Minnesota Department of Transportation expected to announce the winners of this year, the contest of Name a Plow, next week. Minnesota will add 8 selections to more than 36 names already gracing the trucks. Among them, Taylor Drift or Beyonce. Well, Joanne has the news coming up. This is Phil Nee, hoping you have a great day.
Is being overly comfortable even possible? It's worth finding out in the Movie Man large-scale recliner. The generous seat and the tall back are specially crafted to provide extra support and comfort for broader and tall individuals. Mac rated for 400 pounds, you can get this recliner today for only $549 at Court & Main for our winter sales event happening now through February 9th at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 29 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Town and Country TV and Appliance. Our forecast calls for a dense fog advisory until 9 this morning for most of the area, except for Sauk County. Areas of fog this morning, then breaks of sun developing and mild with a high of 41. Tonight, mostly cloudy, some sprinkles and flurries possible with a low of 31. In Richland Center, the air is calm and it's 29 degrees.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Some of the great deals this month include buy 3 Ace brand furnace filters and get the fourth one free. Also, Ace duct tape 10-yard roll, regular $2.99, now $1.99. And don't forget the birds. We have many deals on suet cakes and certain types of bird seed. So stop in Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse to see these sales and many others. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. As students have begun their spring semester, the Department of Health Services encourages parents and caregivers to be aware of Wisconsin Emergency Department data from the National Syndromic Surveillance Program that shows young people experience large increases in self-harm injuries at certain times of the year, including when school resumes after the winter holidays. Mackenzie Fisher is a mental health therapist with Richland County Health and Human Services.
We're seeing a lot more increase in the need for adolescent mental health care, and we're becoming more attuned to the different signs and symptoms of things that adolescents are facing in their day-to-day life. It can be caused by school stress. It can be caused kind of by really any sort of stress that people are experiencing. And we see that summer break or winter break during the school seasons, that oftentimes adolescents may not have as much support as they do while they're in school from their teachers, their friends, etc. So I think that might correlate a bit with why we see kind of the increase at those time periods of back-to-school times in both the fall and the winter.
Self-harming increased among youth by nearly 40% in September 2022 and January 2023 compared to each of the preceding months. While September 2023 showed a smaller spike in self-harming, it still represents a significant concern.
Self-harm refers to any intentional act to hurt oneself. So this could be, examples include cutting, hitting yourself, poisoning oneself, any act that could potentially hurt yourself. And it sometimes can be done in order to express or reduce some emotional pain or some emotional struggles that people are feeling. A lot of times we hear people say that they use self-harm as a way to reduce emotional pain by focusing more on physical pain. So it's a common unhealthy coping skill that we see in a lot of adolescents.
While someone who self-harms may not have the intention of suicide, they may be at greater risk of suicide attempt or dying by suicide if they do not receive help. Fisher says there are signs that we can watch for if a younger person may be self-harming.
Some of the more popular ones that may indicate that a person is engaging in self-harm behavior are increased secrecy or withdrawal from other people. They tend not to want to be by others. they have sudden changes in their mood or behavior, unexplained cuts or burns or bruises, or any type of injury on their body. They might have a story for why those appear, but sometimes they don't always make sense. And those injuries typically can occur on people's arms, legs, and stomach, but they could be anywhere else on the body as well. And oftentimes we see one of the major signs or symptoms that we notice are that young people will try to keep those places on their bodies, like arms and legs, covered, even though it might be inconvenient to do so. So, for example, in the summertime, when people are wearing short sleeves and shorts, usually, they might be wearing long sleeves and long pants, or might be doing something else to cover up that area in hopes that people aren't watching them or noticing that they're harming themselves there.
Parents or guardians and others looking to help a young person who is self-harming can take action.
If you suspect that someone is self-harming or you notice one of these signs or symptoms, there are different things that you can do. But the first thing, the most important thing, is to not ignore the problem or treat it like it's just a one-time thing or, oh, they didn't mean to. It's definitely important to address the issue as best you can right away. We don't want to ignore what the individual is going through, and we don't want to make it seem like we don't care. Another thing that we can do is just listen to people. Sometimes people don't want to talk to others about what's going on because they feel like they will be judged. So it's important to listen to people without judgment and not necessarily try to immediately solve the issue, but more just to understand what they're going through. And then the last, one of the most necessary steps that you could take is to recognize or know when a professional is needed or when to get the help from a therapist or a doctor or crisis services if necessary.
Self-harm reduction among adolescents 10 to 19 is a key focus area of DHS suicide prevention efforts funded through a grant from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. More information about self-harm and strategies to build resilience can be found at dhs.wisconsin.gov/injury-prevention/self-harm.htm. The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline provides free and confidential support for anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, and/or substance use crisis. People of all ages who need help for themselves or a loved one can call, text, or chat 24/7 to be connected with a trained counselor. Mackenzie Fisher says help is also available locally.
Richland County Health and Human Services, myself and one of my coworkers, we're both therapists and we're both have openings for appointments. So if you or someone you know could benefit from an appointment with a mental health therapist, we do have availability. And you can call our main office number at 608-647-8821 to schedule an appointment.
That number again is 608-647-8821. If you suspect someone is self-harming, don't ignore it. The FBI says more teenage boys are victims of extortion or on social media. Special Agent Curtis Cox says scam artists will pretend to be an attractive girl, ask for nude photos, then threaten to post them online if they don't pay.
A fear of being exposed that way causes these kids to panic. Sometimes they attempt to make the payments, which is a big mistake. It doesn't solve the problem. It only exacerbates it. And unfortunately, oftentimes we see this anxiety lead to self-harm or thoughts of suicide.
Cox urges parents to discuss sextortion with their children. The average price of gas in Wisconsin rose 3 cents per gallon in the last week. The average across the state is $2.73 today. That's around 2 cents higher than a month ago, but over 53 cents lower than this time last year. Patrick Tahan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said oil prices are at their highest level since November, due in part to cold weather shutdowns, recent GDP data, and new attacks in the Red Sea. He said, we can expect to see larger increases later this month. An American Red Cross blood drive will be held today from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Recreation Center in Reedsburg. Appointments can be made by downloading the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. Senator Howard Markline will be holding listening sessions for residents of the 17th Senate District. All residents of the 17th Senate District are invited to attend. The first will be held today from 1 to 2 at the Blanchardville Village Hall. Additional sessions are planned for Friday from 10 to 11 at the New Lisbon Library Community Room, and Monday, February 12th from 1:30 to 2:30 at the Platteville Public Library. The format for the listening sessions is designed for the legislatures to receive input and ideas about issues facing residents in the district. The legislators do not plan to answer questions, debate ideas, challenge the ideas, or otherwise comment because they seek to hear every point of view equally. The goal is for every attendee to feel comfortable sharing their input. Depending on the number of people who attend, the session moderator may set a time limit for each attendee to share their thoughts so that everyone has a chance to speak. If there are only a few people in the session, it may be more casual. Constituents are welcome to attend to listen to others and submit written ideas. However, facility capacity limitations may impact audience observation. As always, all constituents are invited to call, email, or write to the legislators at any time to share thoughts, ideas, and concerns. January is Cervical Cancer Awareness Month. Every year, about 11,500 people are diagnosed with cervical cancer in the United States. Anyone that has a HPV is a virus that spreads from one person to another through sex. It often causes no symptoms, so a person may not even know that they have the virus. There are ways to lower the risk of cervical cancer, such as getting vaccinated against HPV, having regular HPV screening and pap smear tests, following up with your doctor if their test results are not normal. To help raise awareness about cervical cancer, Public Health Sauk County and Health First Network will be hosting a free webinar tonight at 6. Learn from experts about what HPV is, why it is a concern, the HPV vaccine, and other ways to protect yourself. This webinar is for those ages 14 and up. A Spanish interpreter will be present. Please register online at bit.ly/HPV-webinar.
Town and Country Television, Ann Appliance is your source for world-famous Speed Queen laundry products. With 3, 5, and 7-year warranty options, you'll be washing worry-free for years. Right now, an offer to save up to $400 on your choice of the sleek new matte black is waiting for you. Visit Town and Country Television and Appliance, next to Goodwill, weekdays 8 to 5, or shop online at townandcountryrc.com.
Today is Monday, January 29th. Douglas Walter Roth, 43 of La Crosse, died January 18th after a 15-year battle with Huntington's disease. A celebration of life will be held today from 10 until noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel with a time of sharing at 11. Burial will be held in the Walnut Mound Cemetery following the services. Memorial contributions may be made to Gunderson Health System or the Huntington's Disease Society of America. Douglas Walter Roth, 43 of La Crosse. Ralph Evans, 74 of Muscadet, died January 20th at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held today from 3 to 5 at the Goddard Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Ralph Evans, 74 of Muscadet. Murray Earl Moon, 77 of Richland Center, died Monday at Soldiers Grove Health Services, Soldiers Grove. Memorial services will be held at noon Wednesday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 10:30 until the time of service at noon. Murray Earl Moon, 77 of Richland Center. Marjorie Leone Schweiger, 82 of rural Hillsboro, died Friday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Bloom City Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 4 to 8, and again Friday from 10 to 11. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Memorials can be made to the family, Kickapoo Valley Rescue Squad, or Bloom City Cemetery Association. Marjorie Leone Schweiger, 82, of rural Hillsboro.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is starting 2024 with new vehicle inventory ready for you to drive and buy ASAP. We've got 20 Silverado half-tons with discounts and incentives, over 15 heavy-duty Silverados in stock, Trailblazer, Blazer, Equinox, Tahoe, and the all-new Chevy Trax are here. Over 80 pre-owned and program cars are available too. See the details and inventory at JonesChev.com. Whether it's our body shop, parts, service, or sales, Jones Chevrolet Buick in Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
The AP News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7.